Tom Matte joins us on Sports Byline, the former NFL running back and also part-time quarterback for the Baltimore Colts. And he had a 12-year pro career. It was spent with the Baltimore Colts. You grew up in Cleveland, played high school football there. Take me back to those days of playing high school football in the Cleveland area.
Well, it was sort of interesting. My father was a professional hockey player, and my mother secretly signed me up to play football in the ninth grade because I had played the midget hockey all the way up through the ranks, and I was the leading scorer and all that kind of crap. And anyway, my dad did not want me to play football at all. My mom secretly signed me up, and on the first play of the game in the night when I was in the ninth grade, I ran down on a kickoff, and a guy clipped me, shattered my knee. The doctor said that I would never, ever play sports again because they had demolished my knee. Well, my dad spoke French. He didn't talk to me for about 3 months. But somehow I had to prove to him I could come back, and somehow I did it.
You mentioned about your dad being a professional hockey player. That is such an interesting sport, I guess, is the best way to say it. But back when he played it, it was even more so. Tell me what you remember most about him playing.
Well, the most thing, the contact and the physical being of the game itself. He broke in when he was 18 years old. He broke in with the Detroit Red Wings, played for the Chicago Blackhawks, got hurt and got traded down to the Pittsburgh Hornets, and then he got traded over to the Cleveland Barons. But he met my mom in Pittsburgh, went to Cleveland. That's where I grew up and was raised after I was about 3 years old. So I lived in Cleveland most of my life, but I am a Pittsburgh guy.
You know,
he was a tough old goat.
When I think about when you played football, Tom, and I think about when your dad played football, I think there is a commonality there, and I'm talking about mentally, because you know how the game was from a physicality standpoint in professional football, and then you think about hockey and everything. Am I correct about the mental aspect of both those sports?
You're absolutely correct. What you have to do is you've got to be prepared physically and mentally to play the game, no matter what or what time. I mean, you can never, you can't close your eyes because all of a sudden you're going to be out cold real fast. There's no question. It's a contact game, and it's the NFL right now is trying to clean it up a lot, which I think is a great job by Roger Goodell. He's one of my favorite people. No question about it. But I'll tell you, the game itself was really tough. I can remember my first game I played in the pros. I was a running back. I played college quarterback, and I had no idea why the Colts drafted me because I was a quarterback in college, but I was a running back converted to quarterback in college. But I came over here, and I started playing running back. And the first game I played in, I crushed two vertebrae in my neck, and I didn't know whether I'd ever play football again or not. And it was interesting. I really had to work very hard to come back. And I went back to school, graduated, didn't know if I'd even play the following season. And somehow I bluffed them for another 11 years.
How did you end up at Ohio State? Did they recruit you heavily?
Yeah, Woody Hayes did one thing, and he was a tremendous recruiter. And all he had to do, he told my mother and my father that he guaranteed me that I'm guaranteeing you that your son will graduate from college. And that's the one thing both my parents wanted me to do, is to get a degree. And I got that degree. And in fact, he even got me into law school. I never finished law school because I continued playing football for 11 years. But then I went on to Harvard, got my MBA after I got done playing ball. But, education is something that you have to have all your life. You can't play football all your life, that's for sure.
When I think about the Midwest and I think about college football, two schools jump out at me immediately, and that was Michigan and Ohio State. You were at Ohio State. Tell me a little bit about the rivalry with Michigan when you were there.
Well, I think it's the greatest sports experience you could ever see when the two teams play either up at Ann Arbor or in Columbus, Ohio. One of the interesting things that happened was Bo Schembechler, who was a coach at Michigan, he was an assistant coach under Woody Hayes when I played there, and he was the coach I reported to. He got a job as a coach at Miami of Ohio, and what happens is 6 years after I graduate, my brother comes along, and he has a chance to go any place in the country, too. He's a quarterback. He picks Miami of Ohio because Bo Schembechler was there, and all he had to do was say, Bo would tell him, he says, listen, I'm not going to treat you like Woody treated Tom when he was at Ohio State, because Woody was pretty tough on me. But I was also a little wild at that particular time in my life, and I need to be kicked in the butt every once in a while, and Woody did a good job. But Bo was a great coach, and that rivalry, he went to Michigan after that because my brother won him three MAC championships, and He went up to Michigan, was a great coach, and that rivalry stayed on and still is one of the best college rivalries in the history of the game.
Tell me if I'm wrong about this. If I had to pick somebody that Woody Hayes was like, I'd have to say George Patton. Now, I know he was a fan of military.
You're absolutely correct. He had Patton speeches down like unbelievable. He was a military, he talked in a military way. I mean, he was a phenomenal coach. He really was. I didn't get along too well with him when I played for him, but we became great friends after I got out of college and went in the pros, came back and got my degree, and I would help him recruit, bring players in from the East Coast. In Ohio, I'd go out and even recruit for him to bring him in. And, he was a tremendous asset to the game of football, I can tell you that.
Well, he was one of those type of guys, it was my way or the highway.
Yes. I can remember my freshman year because I went to college, and back in Ohio, they had 3-2 beer. All right, you could, when you're 18 years of age, you could have a couple of beers. Well, I'd have a couple of beers. And the women were very nice at Ohio State and all that kind of stuff. So he would say, I came in with my first quarter grades. I had a 1.8. And he says, out of a 4-point system, he says to me, you really like Columbus, don't you? I said, yes, coach, it's really great. He said, what about the North and South Heidelberg? And I said, oh, boy, that's fun. He said, what about the girl? I said, I've never seen so many good-looking women my whole life, coach. He said, well, let me tell you, you're not going to see very many of them anymore unless you get a 3-point from here on in because I'll take your scholarship away. So he put everything into perspective very quickly. And let me tell you, I really sobered up very, very fast. And I owe a lot to Woody Hayes. I love the guy.
Now
we became great, great friends after the fact.
I'm going to assume, Tom, and if I'm wrong about this as well, feel free to correct me, but as the quarterback at Ohio State, you were very good at handing the ball off.
I was very good at handing the ball off, and that's all, not passing too much. Or I'd keep the ball. I'd just fake the fullback, and I'd go around with the bootleg on it, just a belly series. And we were pretty successful. By senior, I think we were 7-2, beat Michigan, of course, which was the greatest victory of all. We'd done that, I think, 2 out of the 3 years. We tied 1 year. So back in those days, you could only play your sophomore, junior, and senior years. As a freshman, you could only play freshman football. So it was a great experience, a great university.
You get drafted by the Colts. You've already told me that you didn't expect them to draft you. How did this come about then?
Well, I actually thought Baltimore was below Washington. I didn't know where Baltimore was ever. And then, all I'd ever heard of was John Unitas and Lenny Moore and Raymond Berry and Gino Marchetti. And I'm coming to this team, I'm saying, where are they going to use me? And I thought I was going to be used as a defensive back initially. That's what I really thought I was going to do. But back in those days, they only kept 40 players, so I backed up about 6 or 7 different positions. And that's one of the real highlights, I guess, of my career. NFL Films came out with the top 10 most versatile players that ever played in the National Football League. And Steve Sable and NFL Films put me at number 10, which I thought was a very, very nice honor.
One of the things that I do know about football teams is that they tend to take on the personality of the cities that they play in. Now, Baltimore is a very interesting city because it's kind of squeezed between Philadelphia and Washington, and you have the neighborhoods like Dundalk, Maryland. It's blue-collar people there. And I really thought that the Colts took on that personality. Am I correct in that?
You're absolutely right. It really did. It was a steel town. Bethlehem Steel was there for a long, long time. It was sort of a hardcore place. You had all the dignitaries over in Washington. It had all the blue bloods up in Philadelphia. And Baltimore was sort of like a melting pot. It was a great town. I moved there after I got married, after my rookie year. We got married. My wife and I got married in 1962. And we've been basically in the same neighborhood ever since.
And the other thing, too, is that the players tended to be involved with their communities. They lived there in the off season, and they were involved. And I thought that was even more so. Maybe the Steelers were that way as well, but I thought it was even more so for the Colts.
The Steelers, the Browns, Green Bay, Philadelphia had a lot of guys stayed in the same town. What you did is, when the season was over, you immediately, January 1st, that's when the season ended back then, you had another job. My wife taught school. We didn't make any very much money at all. I was a number one draft choice in 1961 for the Baltimore Colts. I was a 7th player taken overall. My salary was $10,000, and my bonus was $4,000. So it's changed a little bit. I'm very upset with my mother. She had me too early in life, and I think I could have got some of this money these kids are making today.
Tom Matte has joined us on Sports Byline. We're talking about his 12-year career with the Baltimore Colts. Again, former NFL running back and part-time quarterback, and of course, he certainly left a legacy in professional football. We'll talk about that aspect of playing in Super Bowl number 3 against the New York Jets. We do that as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline.